Kansas is one of the states that's feeling the effects of the Supreme Court's decision to clear the way for same-sex marriage. The High Court said yesterday that it would let stand lower court rulings that, in effect, authorized same-sex marriage. Kansas is covered by the Federal Circuit Appeals Court that overturned gay marriage bans in Oklahoma and Utah. And legal authorities say all states in the affected jurisdictions will have to comply with the circuit court orders. But as Kansas Public Radio's Stephen Caranda reports, officials in Kansas are resisting.
Carrie Wilkes from Wichita went with her partner Donna Detrani to the courthouse hoping to get a marriage license.
When we got there, there were, of course, a lot of deer in the headlight looks.
She says workers there indicated there would not be marriage licenses issued to same-sex couples.
The state of Kansas voted on this issue. People of Kansas voted. Nearly 70% supported the definition of marriage as a union of a man and a woman. I support that.
That's Republican Kansas Governor Sam Brownback.
I think this is just a matter that's headed to the courts. I think the state of Kansas should defend how the people have spoken and how the people have voted.
The head of the state ACLU says he believes this issue is settled and Kansas should start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. But the state's Republican Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, says he will defend the ban on same-sex marriage that's in the Kansas Constitution.
Kansas finds itself in a difficult position at this time where there has not been a challenge directly to the Kansas constitutional provision. No court has therefore spoken to the continued viability of that provision.
The ACLU is prepared to challenge the Kansas ban on same-sex marriage with the help of people like Carrie Wilkes, who was denied a marriage license.
You can't help but feel, I guess, so many emotions. There's anger, there's disappointment, there's the desire to keep going, to persevere, to fight.
And that fight is almost certainly headed back to court. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence, Kansas.